Wake up, sleepyheads. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
And you're tuning in to Slumber Party. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the stolen ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh.
You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree/cjsfradio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF, which is 2573. Welcome, everyone. You are tuning into Slumber Party.
Yes.
Woo! I'm DJ Coco.
And I am DJ Star. Thank you so much for joining us today on this Tuesday. I think we're pretty much just going to jump right into the music today, but we do have a pretty interesting topic coming up, so
stay tuned. But yeah, the first one you'll be hearing right now will be Noisemaker by Diamond Day. So we hope you enjoy.
Please enjoy.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started, so I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
What's this new love?
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. You're tuning into Slumber Party. Woo!
Yay!
Yay! So lackluster.
Slumber Party! Let's go!
But I'm DJ Coco.
And I'm DJ Star.
And I'm just going to introduce the past couple songs you heard. So this last one you just heard was called Risceveri. Ooh.
Riscarve?
That's probably way better.
What language is that?
I think that it's Latin.
Okay.
So, okay. And it was by Siu? Wow, my Spanish is not okay, at the level of radio right now, but... Siu? And that was kind of like a Latin soul funk psychedelic music, if you like that. And then the one before that, you heard Feel Those Things by Ronnie Jarman Pinto. Wow, I am not doing myself a favor
struggling right now
with the songs I picked this week. But yeah, that was more of a jazz soul, and both pretty awesome songs.
Yeah, both are really good. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we just wanted to have a little moment right now for our quote of the week. It's actually from Walt Whitman's Leaves of Grass book of poems, and I heard about this because I was watching a movie on Netflix the other day called The Incredibly True Adventures of Two Girls in Love. And one of the girls gives this book of poems to the other girl. And then as she's reading it, she's kind of realizing, like, this is definitely not like a platonic gift. Oh. And I thought it was cute. It was definitely a very...
So she said this quote during the movie?
Cute movie.
Or she was reading it?
She was reading a bunch of quotes from the book, but I found this one. I don't think she said it in the movie, but I thought this one was kind of interesting to talk about because a lot of them are about love and stuff, but right. This one relates to the topic that we have coming up later today,
so stay tuned. Yeah,
here's the quote. I accept time absolutely. It is alone without flaw. It alone rounds and completes all that mystic baffling wonder.
So poetic.
So I have a question after that for DJ Coco. In this quote, he says that he accepts time absolutely, but do you accept time? How do you accept time?
I do accept time, because without time we wouldn't value anything. Mm-hmm. Like personally, I think particularly of hard work when I think of not having or just having unlimited amount of time, because then how can you measure anyone's hard work if they can just continually work it forever and ever and ever and ever? So it really makes you value when someone puts in like effort into something because you know they have limited time.
Yeah,
to put
that's true. Because then,
output.
Yeah, you're right. Because time is kind of considered a resource then too.
Yeah. So I'm thinking more productivity. Yeah. That was my instant thought. But what about you?
I've been having a hard time, like, yeah, accepting time.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because it goes along with accepting death and people in your life getting older and yourself getting older. And it is natural, like, it is going to happen inevitably, but it's very hard to see, for example, like, your parents getting older or stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm terrified of death, so that's another thing. I don't want any of my loved ones to die or for things to come to an end, but I think you're right that it does provide some sort of value for our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's some sort of, like, point to grab onto where it's like, okay, like, my relationships are valuable. Like, I need to put time into them. I need to, like, you know.
Put effort.
And, yeah, it comes with death, but then also time creates new life. So it's kind of a double-edged sword,
exactly.
Yeah.
But, yeah, overall, agree.
Overall,
definitely agree.
I'm working on it for
working
me.
On
I'm working
it.
On it, yeah.
Yeah, time is the essence. So
time is of the essence. Nice.
So,
that's another quote for you guys. Maybe we don't have to do one next week now.
We're set. But yeah.
That is so insane.
So maybe you had a little feeling and a taste for what we're going to be talking about in a little bit. So we are going to be talking about aging, and there is a specific study on blood transfusion. So you're interested.
It seems a little dystopian at first, which is why I want to talk about it, but we'll get into it.
But we're going to do a couple more songs in the meantime. Mm-hmm. So the next one you'll be hearing is Delusional by Cherry Tazumi, and I actually found her when I was going through YouTube, and she was doing a studio session at the University of Victoria's radio station. So kind of more indie folk, but yeah, hope you enjoy.
Please enjoy.
first time. Why ride a bike when you could fast drive? Ooh. Want you to think I'm unforgettable, and I didn't even catch your eye. Well, maybe it's possible.
At its best. Every Wednesday afternoon at 2 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. This is Radio Goethe.
But it doesn't. And at times I want your peace.
Thank you.
everyone. You're tuning into Slumber Party on CJSF 90.1 FM. I am DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco.
And the song that you just heard was The Tapestry Is Finished by Greta and the Goldfish, and they're an indie rock band from St. John's, which is in Newfoundland and Labrador, if you guys didn't know. But
Canada here.
Yeah, we don't normally play music from over there, so I thought that was cool. And before that was Machine Drum's song, Kill You, featuring Tannerell. Yep. And now we're going to get in...
our hyped up topic
our
over here.
Crazy topic today about aging and blood transfusions. I was talking about this with my grandparents a little while ago and my dad, just kind of as a joke, but it was brought up that mice live, or like there's some benefits of having younger blood transfused into an older mouse body, and I was very intrigued by that idea. So